Deutschlandfunk Nova. Eine Stunde Musik.
Byron Bay, das ist ein Badeort an der australischen Nordküste. Ungefähr 800 Kilometer entfernt von Sydney und 200 von Brisbane. Und in Byron Bay leben ungefähr 5000 Menschen. Und wenn man da eins haben kann, dann ist das vor allen Dingen seine Ruhe. Und genau die haben auch Angus und Julia Stone gesucht, unsere Lieblingsgeschwister aus Australien. Sie sind weit weggegangen von der wuseligen Großstadt nach eben Byron Bay, also zumindest in die Nähe davon, so ein bisschen den urbanen Stecker einfach mal rausziehen. Und da haben sie zu zweit in Angus Cottage Studio die Songs ihres aktuellen Albums Snow aufgenommen. Vergangene Woche waren Angus und Julia Stone hier bei mir in Deutschlandfunk Nova zum Interview. Wir haben ja ausführlich über das neue Album gesprochen, aber zuerst wollte ich natürlich mal wissen, was eigentlich seit dem letzten Album alles passiert ist. Das ist jetzt ungefähr 3 Jahre her. Was haben Sie gemacht in der Zeit?
I started another project called Dope Lemon and I've been living on my property, just hanging out, chilling out, doing tours, the odd tour around Australia with that. Julia, I don't know what.
I've been just kind of traveling, actually, just mostly traveling for pleasure and adventuring around and writing songs and living. But I mean, in those 3 years we were on tour, I guess we probably did an interview and then we probably had another year of touring that Angus and Julia Stone record. And then, yeah, and then about a year making this new record and then the year in between just doing our own thing.
So for the new album, I read that you went to Angus. Is it like a cottage studio or how would you translate it? It's a small studio.
It's a small studio. It's the main room's no bigger than this room we're sitting in.
Oh, really?
And there's a, if you look through the window here, we've got a control room and there's a fish tank that separates the room that you look through, like this, looking through
just
at this
like that
fella.
Okay.
And then there's a little kitchen and bathroom. It sits out on this field that looks over the mountains. It's really magical.
Yeah. And is there any civilization or are you just out of, I don't know, space or time when you're there?
Yeah, I mean, you can drive into town, but it's a fair bit from town. But when you're out there, you're out there. It's not like there's anybody else around. It's pretty much isolated in the studio and with the animals and the trees and the breeze and the sky. And it's really nice. It's a good feeling.
And that's the place you needed to get inspired? Or why did you choose this studio to record the new album?
I think it was just being at home and creating, it goes hand in hand, right? You know, just being in your own space and being, you feel very relaxed in that, and time becomes this other thing that you don't have to think about, which is really, it can be really special with doing what you do, with writing music and recording.
Mm. Yeah, I think when Angus and I started with our first EP, Chocolates and Cigarettes, we were living at our dad's place in another place called The Cottage. And we made our first EP, you know, in dad's garage. And it was like, you know, you wake up when you wake up and the beach is over the top of the road and down the street, you go for a swim and you work and you can work, you know, whenever you feel inspired. And I think that sort of way of working is good for us. And we've mostly worked in studios that are in nature. I think it has a really positive effect on everybody, on the band, on the engineers. Everybody feels, I think, very inspired by just what nature is and how beautiful and peaceful it is. And that kind of can come through in how you approach taking, you know, tracks of takes and songs and...
For the last album, you worked together with Rick Rubin in the Shangri-La Studios. And now this time, you almost do all by yourself. You wrote the songs, you produced, you engineered and all that stuff. Why was that important for you and the new songs?
I think a big part of it was getting back to the way we started, you know, which was just in our dad's lounge
garage.
Room. Just kicking around with friends that knew how to record and we did do it all ourselves. It was really just, you know, you wrote the song and then you're like, let's record it. And then that's what happened. And it was as simple as that, you know. And I think going through producers and all the stuff that happens when it becomes that thing, it sometimes, you know, things change within that, and that's cool. We really enjoyed that process, but this time around, I think it was, you know, us sort of saying to ourselves, let's go back to where we started and do it the sort of way we know best.
And it worked.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it worked for us. We had a great time doing it.
Okay. One song I really like is Chateau, because I think it's very catchy and it's very soft, and it's inspired by a real chateau in Switzerland. Is that right?
Chateau really? Is more, I mean, lyrically, it sort of references the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like this beautiful old hotel and sort of, you know, it wasn't a place that we particularly, you know, like it was our life when we were in Los Angeles, but we went there a few times and it had a really interesting history, you know, this kind of rock and roll hotel that has kind of been a place of many interesting events, and it's kind of this stirring pot of creativity and wildness, and it sort of became a lyric in the song to imagine that place where you can go and get lost and, you know, dance in the hotel room with a lover and, you know, kind of disappear into whatever, you know, whatever that feeling is that you get when you walk into the Chateau Marmont.
Angus und Julia Stone. Und ich hänge gedanklich tatsächlich immer noch am vergangenen Mittwoch. Da haben die beiden, Angus und Julia Stone, nämlich ein Konzert gespielt in Köln im Palladium. Und es ist wirklich eins, das für mich sehr, sehr lange nachwirkt. Die sind ja gerade unterwegs auf Europatour. Und das Palladium ist so eine Halle, ja, da waren ungefähr 3.500 Fans. Und eins von vielen Dingen, mit denen Angus und Julia die Leute gepackt haben, sie haben es geschafft, so mit ihren leisen, warmen und fein ausgetüftelten Songs wirklich einen sehr kompakten Sound zu kreieren. Ein Sound, der wirklich wirkt wie so eine emotionale Heizdecke. Und bei diesen, ja, 3.500 Menschen waren eigentlich die meisten dabei und haben wirklich zugehört und waren ganz, ganz ruhig. Als Angus und Julia Stone zum Interview bei mir waren, mussten wir natürlich auch erstmal die Frage klären, wie sie das eigentlich schaffen. Also, dass die Songs wie so eine Decke sind, so ganz gemütlich und warm, in der man eigentlich stundenlang rumkuscheln kann.
We're very warm, cozy people.
That's nice.
It's funny, there's been some really interesting comments from journalists. You know, someone said a cocoon.
Yeah, someone did say that, yeah.
Someone said oxygen, which is nice. I like the sound of all of them. But, yeah, I think the environment that we're in, making the record, it very much, you know, we're in that zone of it's very cozy and just, you know, we're doing our thing. And, you know, with every song we write, we always put everything into it, you know. It's you're getting, you know, you're listening to what our hearts sing, you know, in a way. So, yeah, I can understand why.
Why people compare it. Yeah. Okay. So when you say you listen or you sing from your heart, do you believe in love, both?
Yeah, of course. I think it's like, I think we both feel the same way, and that's why it's possible for us to write together, is that underneath everything that goes on in the world, we all crave this feeling and this connection, and it's what we sort of live for in a way, you know, that feeling of what you said, coziness, joy, connectedness, you know, like it's all the kind of the juice of life, and it has to be possible, because I don't think you have a will to go on if it's not there. And certainly, you know, I'm for us, music is all about that. It's like, it's important. It's what we are all after. Mm.
And the song Sylvester Stallone was also a song when I thought, ooh, this is very, you know, like very touching in a way, because it's a little bit like a lullaby, but in a very positive way. Not that you know, you listen to it and you fall asleep, but it's very, it comforts you. Why did you call it Sylvester Stallone? I know that it says it in one sentence in the song.
That's pretty much the only reason.
Yeah, it's just it's a story of two kids running away from escaping their lives to go fall in love, and they're standing on the beach drinking a bottle of whatever, and they're starting to slow their speech, and, you know, Sylvester Stallone.
That's it.
He slows his speech.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and the song is so sweet and he's so tough, and it's a nice kind of contrast.
I have one last question. I talked to Kitty, Daisy and Louis in the summertime in Berlin, and they're siblings. So they work together a lot of times. They're doing music together, and I wanted to know how many times they were at the point that they said, oh, okay, I want to quit the band, because Kitty nerves me, Daisy nerves and all that stuff. Did that ever happen to you, that you were on a point where you said, okay,
that's never happened.
Angus comes. No.
I like it how you say nerves.
Yeah.
How you say one nerves the other.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You don't say that in English?
You would say they get on my nerves.
Okay, they get. Yeah,
yeah, but
okay.
It's nice. It's like it's
poetic in a way.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
But yeah, you know, if we have, you know, you have your moments, and they come up. It's like usually in an airport, you just or some crowded place. It's just a full on punch on. You know, Sylvester Stallone style, just to the ground. But you know that I think just with touring, it gets. It gets tricky, you know, being away from home, and but also there's, you know, the joy that's in it. It's definitely, it makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, it's like you kind of remember, even in those moments where it's challenging, you kind of remember what you're doing and why you're doing it. And we both have always loved music so much, and I think that's that real. You're so lucky if you find something that connects you, especially with family, and you can have that thing to keep on pushing through those moments and go, yeah, it's worth it. It's totally worth it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Danke schön.
Bitte.
Danke. Ich bin auch immer noch ein bisschen verliebt. Also in Angus und auch in Julia seit vergangener Woche. Es ist ganz schlimm, es hört gar nicht mehr auf.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Eine Stunde Musik.
Jeden Montag um 20 Uhr.
Mehr auf deutschlandfunknova.de.